Tuesday night, Nick is going to be partaking in the Newtopian Dream Sleepout. Super, super exciting stuff. The Newtown Neighbourhood Centre have organised a sleepout to not only help people sort of experience homelessness, but also to raise money for assistance to the Inner West's homeless population and those at risk of being homeless. Right now, joining me in studio is Raquel Duron. She's going to be speaking to me a little bit more about the topic, and she's participating in the sleepout as well. Raquel, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So to start off with, could you tell us a little bit more about how you've been involved and how you got involved with this project?
So I came to Australia 10 years ago, and Newtown was actually the first neighbourhood that kind of became my community, so it's close to my heart. And I know Liz Yeo, the CEO of the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, so when she proposed, and you know, this great idea, and I guess fundraisers now are getting more creative. So I just thought it was a really good initiative, and I said, yeah, I'm keen to go and sleep and help fundraise for this really good cause that the Neighbourhood Centre is doing.
So you've done it a couple of times?
No, it's the
first time.
First time. I mean, I've been involved in other fundraisers, but this is the first time that, yeah, I sleep out.
Super exciting. So it's happening Tuesday next week.
Yes.
Can you tell us maybe a little bit more about how many people are getting involved, how many people will be sleeping out?
Yeah, so I believe there's around 60 Newtopians that will be sleeping on the square of Newtown, and we all been fundraising throughout the GoFundraiser platform, and there's going to be other people of the community that will be there sleeping with us, and it's just a gathering also to not just to experience homelessness in first place and, you know, to have that empathy, but also to come together as a community and you know, talk about the issues and how to, you know, we can overcome them together. So it's that holistic approach. And I know that the Neighbourhood Centre, it's all about that.
And so how much money is this fundraiser hoping to raise?
So the goal, I think, is $60,000. So our goal, each of us had $1,000, you know, goal to fundraise. I think they're about, they fundraise around $45,000 so far. So yeah, if you're listening, please go to the, you know, fundraise Newtopian Dream, so we can reach the goal by Tuesday.
So what is that for people who want to get involved?
Website? So it's the GoFundraise platform. So it's gofundraise.com.au, and you have to put Newtopian Dream at the beginning.
And so what sort of things are actually going to be happening on the night? Is it just people sleeping out? I think I was told there was going to be
There's going to be music, yeah. And, you know, as I said, just, you know, people coming together. I think there's going to be, yeah, it's music and gathering. And also, if you want to also be involved, there's going to be a live Facebook on the Facebook of the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre. So you can, even if you're not there, you can kind of feel that you're there.
Super cool.
So at 9 p.m., there's going to be some interviews of people that have experienced homeless in the centre. So they will talk about their experiences and just share with the rest of us. Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, that is sort of what this is, raising money for the homeless population,
exactly.
Particularly. So what sort of work does the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre do?
Well, they mainly focus on helping people at risk, and one of the main focus is people that have experienced homelessness or are at the edge of risk of being homeless again. So, and they also, I guess, as a community, they provide, I don't know, you probably know the Newtown Festival. So the Neighbourhood Centre actually is their biggest fundraiser.
Oh, really?
So a lot of people don't know this. So,
yeah.
You know, when you go to the Newtown Festival, you're actually contributing for them to continue providing these services at the centre.
Yeah, I didn't know that actually.
Yeah,
fun fact. So I guess, you know, is it open for everybody else to sort of come down and hang out for a little while? Or
I think they've, you know, because of logistics, they've restricted it to the people that are involved. But as I said, you can be involved by, you know, following the live feed and, you know, also passing on the word, because I guess at the end of the day, it's about that. It's beyond just, I think, the fundraiser and, you know, this event. I think it's about creating awareness about homelessness, which is, you know, not just a big problem here in Sydney, but I think it's a global issue too. So,
yeah, it definitely is something that does unfortunately extend a lot past just sort of individual communities. Well, Raquel, it's been an absolute pleasure, and very much looking forward to Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining
me. Thanks for having me.
Raquel Duron there, speaking about the Newtopian Dream Sleepout. It's happening on Tuesday, and 2SER's regular breakfast host, Nick Healy, is going to be taking part.